Hello, and welcome to the Write Script Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Tanner, and today we're going to have a brief chat about a little thing I like to call page limit. And I already know I can feel a lot of you rolling your eyes at me. You're one of those people that you feel like there should be no limit on the amount of pages that you write in a screenplay. If only that were true, I am here to tell you from my own experience of writing my own screenplays, of being a judge for competitions, and of being a script reader and later on a consultant, why you do not want to have an extremely long screenplay. And before I really go into detail here, let's talk numbers, okay? So for a feature script, what you really want to keep in mind is your script should be no longer than 120 pages. And honestly, you guys, even though that is really the quote-unquote limit for a feature, even that is pushing it. And if I could tell you guys some of what I have seen people submit, and I revealed this dirty little secret on Clubhouse, and I'm gonna reveal it again right now because I love you guys and I want you to win. So for those of you who don't know, when I used to work for Coverfly, shout out to Coverfly, they're amazing. They pretty much were the reason why I decided to become a script consultant and pursue that. I owe it all to them. They were the ones that really got me in that direction. They gave me my start. But anyway, here's a dirty little secret, okay? And I know a lot of you are trying to save your coins, so take note. When you submit your script to Coverfly for coverage, a lot of you don't know this, but the longer your script is, the more they will charge you. And let me put it to you this way. I worked for them as a script analyst doing coverage for people. And when I saw a large amount of money attached to a certain assignment, I knew it was either one of two things. It was either a feature, or it was a feature that was ridiculously long and they were paying me extra to compensate for the fact that I had to read all that and then do a whole coverage report. So I'm here to tell you, it pays to know how to limit your screenplay, how to limit the page amount, and it could save you money in the long run, because a lot of people wonder, oh, I'm paying a lot more in coverage. Why am I paying extra? The page limit, they will charge the hell out of you if you come at them with a 200 page screenplay for coverage. Now, I wasn't complaining because I got paid really well off of that, but at the same time, I was like, yeah, I got paid, but I had to read a 200 page script. So it's not like I got off like scot-free, you know what I mean? But I say all that to say, you want to know your limitations depending on what type of screenplay you're writing. Like, let's say you're writing a TV drama, a one-hour drama for TV. Something like maybe Grey's Anatomy, This Is Us, A Million Little Things, Queen Sugar, you know, one-hour serialized dramas. The last thing you want to do is have a one-hour drama that is crazy, crazy long, because I'll tell you this right now. We live in an era where people's attention spans are like a net, and I'm not saying it to be mean, but it's true. People these days literally have the attention span of a gnat, and you have to do a lot to get their attention. And if you come at them with a screenplay that is over 65 pages and it's supposed to be a 1 hour drama, they're gonna be like, I'm not reading all that. For one, I'm a busy industry exec. I don't have time. They don't even know the proper page limit. Ugh, this screams amateur. Next, toss in trash. You see how quickly they made that decision based on the presentation and the page limit. Trust me, you don't want to be that writer. And I get that question all the time, like, why is there a limit? You know, why can't I write a 300-page screenplay? And it used to baffle me that people would ask me these questions, and then I realized a lot of these people that were coming to me and asking that question in particular came from a short story background, or they were novelists, or they had written at least one book that they had published, and they were used to writing in large amounts. And then when it came time to write a screenplay, they were trying to come into that medium as if it were a novel, and you really can't do that. Because I have said this over and over, but it bears repeating. In a novel or a memoir or an autobiography or even a self-help book, they have the room. They have the space. It's not like a screenplay where one page of a screenplay is equal to 1 minute of screen time. It's not like that in a book. And this is why a lot of the time when you see a lot of these adaptations like the Harry Potter series or the Hunger Games series or something like that, you see that and you think to yourself, oh, you know, I love the book better because it was more detailed than the movie. The movie took out a lot of scenes. Here's why they did that. They did not take out all these scenes to be mean and to ruin the creativity and the flow. They did it because you just can't fit everything into a movie that's 120 minutes. You just can't do it. So they had to really go through and trim it and condense and cut it. And that's why I always tell people you need to know how to cut, when to cut, how to condense. Kill your darlings is a thing. It is a real phrase. And people get so offended by that, but it's not saying like, oh, your scenes are horrible and they suck and you don't need to have that in there anyway. It really boils down to, what scene do we absolutely need in this movie, and what scene is great, but we can do away with it because it doesn't really affect the overall presentation of the movie or the TV show or web series or whatever have you. I'm saying all this to say, page limit is something you really need to pay attention to. And when you're submitting to a contest too, because remember, I used to be a judge for screenwriting competitions. And I kid you not, you guys, you cannot make this up. I am telling you guys all these stories because I do not want you to have to have to go through that when you are submitting to a contest or a fellowship. Because I have read screenplays that actually had great potential and I couldn't give them a recommend. I couldn't even give them a consider. And do you know why? The page limit was absolutely crazy. I couldn't. I mean, it was a 300-page script, 200 pages, 150. If I had given them a recommend, for one, my boss would have been looking at me like I was crazy. This is before I started my business. So my boss would have been like, Jessica, why did you give them a recommend? This script is way over page limit. Like, yeah. So I already knew right off the bat from page limit standpoint that, okay, this is already a problem before we even get into the meat and potatoes of the story. So you don't want it to be that easy for people to reject you, for people to say no to you. You want to be so good that they can't say no to you. Because believe me, a contest judge is looking for a reason to tell you no. And you make it so easy for them when you don't adhere to page limit, you don't adhere to formatting guidelines, you don't adhere to the industry standard, and you don't adhere to the rules. And there are just some rules in screenwriting that you cannot break. Now, when you become more skilled and you have more screenplays under your belt and you've really been toiling and you've been just honing in on your craft, developing your voice, there are some rules that you can break, but one rule you definitely cannot break is there's no way you can have a 200-page movie. It doesn't work like that. People would tune out. The studios would not touch it. It would just be like, huh? Like, are they serious? Did they even do their research? So I want all of you to consider this video or this episode a public service announcement. Do not go over the page limit. Don't do it when you're submitting for coverage because they are going to charge you more. Don't do it when you are submitting to a contest or a fellowship because you're not going to place. And don't do it if you are sending it to an agent or a manager because at that point they are going to get a bad impression and they will not read it. So take my word for it. Please, you do not want to be that writer who is known for going way over page limit because it is just not a good look and it screams unprofessional. But anyway, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Like, share, subscribe to my podcast. Make sure to follow me on Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, Anchor, and of course, iHeartRadio. Have a good one, and I'll catch you again in the next episode.